四圣谛，八正道，并揭示无常和人生真相就是苦，同时也告知解脱苦得到涅槃的方法。但是和三法印中的诸法无我中的法是否相同？无我可以了知，但诸法无我如何贯通呢？
ආර්යෂ්ටාංග මාර්ගය චතුරාර්ය සත්‍ය අනිත්‍ය දුක්ඛ අනාත්ම කියන පිළිබඳ පැහැදිලි කරලා තියනවලු. සංසෝ ඌවෝ
第一个问题啊，是第一个问题啊，得到涅槃的方法的那个法和三法印中诸法无我中的法是不是相同？
아피 아바사니 키는 니루아네아이. අවසාන කියන නිර්වාණයයි ඊළඟට සංපායින් ඌවෝ
සංපායින්
සංපායින් අනිත්‍ය දුක්
චූපා ඌ සංපායින් නිමෙද චූපා ඌවෝ නැග ෆා සුප්සි යක්
සබ්බේ සංඛාර අනිත්‍ය සබ්බේ සංඛාර දුක්ඛ සබ්බේ ධම්මා අනත්තා කියන එකට උපකාරී වෙනවා දහනෝ නිර්වාණ නිර්වාණිට යන්න.
Some people have translated that word as Dhamma includes Nibbana. It is quite wrong. In the commentary it says there are something, some conceptions. For example, a meditation teacher, a person who practices meditation after a long time see some light. When he develops a certain kind of meditation, he sees some light. Sometimes he sees infinite space in his mind. These things are not existing. These things are mere appearance. Dhamma are those things. They are called concepts. So Nibbana is not included Dhamma.
有一些人将Dhamma，Dhamma就是法，有一些人将Dhamma，法这个字呢，也翻译包括在把涅槃也包括在法这个字里面，这种的解释是错误的。 根据这个论点论藏里面的说法，如果有人比如说经过了禅修之后，在禅修之中能够看到光或者是无边的虚空，误以为那就是涅槃，但那些的虚空，那些定中所看到的光呢？ 只是一种现象，并不是真实的存在。涅槃并不包括在法里面。
I tell you another example. Suppose you see a dream. That dream is not existing thing. It is a dhamma. Such things are to be taken as anatta. Sabbe dhamma anatta. In dhamma includes that dream.
我要告诉诸位，比如说做梦，做梦这件事情并不是梦，并不是真实存在的，它并不是一种法，不是Dhamma，因为梦。 它是属于这个无常无我的。
So that dream is neither matter nor mind, something elusive appearing in dream. Such things are called dhammas.
因此，梦既不是物，也不是心，梦。 只是某一件事情在睡觉中的心出现而已，它是属于法，并不是真实的存在。
Now at this point, I tell you one thing about Nirvana. Some people misunderstand Nirvana as nothingness. There is nothing. It is annihilation according to their belief. But Nirvana is not nothingness.
有关于这一点，我必须再说明。有些人把涅槃误解成空无一物，但其实不是这个样子。
It is neither matter which is subject to change. It is nor mind which is subject to momentary change. It is beyond both of them. One day, a person asked the Buddha about Nibbana, or the person who has passed to Nibbana. Then Buddha said, it is immeasurable. His state is immeasurable. You can't measure with your worldly measures.
因此，涅槃，它既不是时刻都在改变的物，也不是瞬间都在改变的心。有一次，有一位佛陀，他就接受一位弟子的请问，请问佛陀什么就是涅槃呢？那佛陀告诉他说，涅槃是不能够用语言文字来描述、来称呼的。
Suppose a man is born in a dark house.He grows up in the dark house. He has never experienced light. If anybody tells him about light, he may say, no. Then it must be light is where we are. So he tried to measure light with his own experience.
比如说，如果有一个人是出生在黑暗的房子里面，他从来就没有光的经验。如果有一个人告诉他什么是光，这一位从来没有光的经验者就会以自己的经验来了解什么是光。
You know there is something called heat. You feel it.You feel it, but there is opposite to heat in coolness. So, if there is heat, there must be its opposite in coolness. Coolness is not nothing, but you can't express it unless you experience it.
有热，诸位都会有热的感觉。但跟热的感觉相对的就是清凉的感觉，那种清凉的感觉并不是空无一物，不过必须诸位有这种经验之后才能够知道什么才是清凉的感觉。
There is darkness. There is its opposite in light. By the means of, by the ways of darkness, you can't measure light. You can't experience light by the terms of darkness.
有暗，也有暗相对的光，可是诸位没有办法用暗去了解什么是光。
So, by the terms of the word,which are meant to express something in the world. With such terms, you can't explain positively what Nibbana is.
因此呢，我们没有办法用人来描写世间 事物的任何字眼来了解出世间的境界。
It does mean that that Nibbana is nothingness, not nothingness. It proves.
这并不是说涅槃是空无一物。
So, if a person wants to Nibbana, he can experience it in this very life. If we practice vipassana.To higher stage called Sotapatti. That is the first stage at which he mentally sees Nibbana and experiences it.
我们只要能够修习念观禅，修到一个相当高的层次，就可以经验到所谓的涅槃。
If an Arahant, Arahant means.Who is perfect, destroying all the passions, who has thoroughly realized Nirvana. If such a person, such an Arahant, gets sick, he immediately thinks of Nibbana. He concentrates Nibbana, and he remains in that state. We call it Samadhi, in that concentrated state.Sometimes for a week, when he gets up, he is quite all right. All his diseases disappear.
一位已经修行圆满成就，已经证得涅槃的阿罗汉，当他生病时候，如果他立刻专注在涅槃之上，一专注。那他的病就立刻消失了。
So I conclude with one word. When Buddha was asked about Nibbana, Buddha said, "Parinibbutasa na pamana matthi." Of the person who has attained to Nibbana after giving up this physical body.And who has gone to that Nibbana state is immeasurable. Nobody can measure him. So the Buddha said, in this world, it is clear that Nibbana is a state not explicable with ordinary words. Only it is to be experienced by the person who has attained to it.
因此当佛陀在回答涅槃是什么境界的时候，他就说，涅槃这个境界并没有办法用我们日常的用语来描述它，来比拟它的，唯有经验到涅槃的人才能够体会什么是涅槃。
A personborn and grown up in the darkness, as I told you before, cannot be explained light, because always he thinks of things in terms of darkness, so he can't be explained by words. Only he has to be taken little by little towards light.When he comes to light, then he understands. Otherwise, so long as he is in the darkness, by means of words, he can't make understand light.
诚如我刚刚告诉诸位的，如果有某一个人，他是在黑暗之中成长的话，就没有办法来告诉他什么是光，唯有这个人他走到光的地方，经验到光的时候，才能够对他来解释什么样是光。
Now I feel tired. I thanking you for listening to me. I conclude my talk. If there is any more question, please ask.
长老法师提醒我们可以透过禅修提升意识流到佛的境界，这是指训练心流更快更强，或更稳定了，或者只是更清楚地看着心流的活动，而日用是不是？
大马哈跟你罗来看。
大长老刚刚说，我们可以透过禅修，提升我们的心流、意识流到佛的境界。那这种所谓的禅修呢，是指让我们的心更快、更强、更稳定，或者是更清楚地看着心流的活动。
来看呢。నాయకానికో భావనా వలి బుద్ధత్వ దక్క పత్తున్న పుడువాన్ కేల ఎయాల అహను ఏ మనవద తీయన భావనా మార్గ ఇతామ ఇక్మనట బహుమ పహదిలివ ఏ తత్వట పత్తున్న పుడువాన్ బహుమ
ది ఓన్లీ మెడిటేషన్ టు అటైన్ టు నిబ్బాన ఇస్ విపస్సనా మెడిటేషన్ నో అదర్ మెడిటేషన్
想要证得涅槃的禅修，唯有那个毗婆舍那，也就是内观禅。
Vipassana meditation is analyzing body and mind.
毗婆舍那的内观禅的意思，就是来分析我们的身和心。
It is making self.Investigation. You have to investigate yourself. You have to search within yourself. You have to search what is your body, what is your mind. So you have to examine over and over again, try to understand it. This is the meditation called Vipassana. We have to practice it.
毗婆舍那观禅就是来检查观照我们的身的真实面貌，我们心的真实情况，这才是毗婆舍那观察。
Is there any other question? Because I want to go back soon.
诸位还有什么问题没有？没有的话，感激诸位。
Finish.